Hi, this is WBAI Program Director. Hi, this is WBAI Program Director Tony Bates. I want to ask you to pledge your morning to WBAI and keep Cutting Edge Radio on the air. 99.5 FM is your free speech community station, and it needs volunteers just like you to answer the fund drive phones, especially in the morning hours between 6 and 10 a.m. We've had real trouble getting volunteers in here, and I want to appeal to you to find time in your schedule to volunteer during that shift once or twice during the drive. We need those phones answered 7 days a week through February 26th. We'll, of course, provide coffee and snacks if you'll commit to the morning shifts. To do so, give us a call, have your name entered into the computer system at 212-209-2826. Remember to bring a photo ID to our station and that we're on the 10th floor at 120 Wall Street. We're depending on you to help us stay independent. The few hours that you spend make a real difference to the success of WBAI's Fund Drive. I thank you in advance.
Welcome to Science, Health and Healing. This is a special extended fund drive edition. Janet and I are here together with Sydney Smith for 3 hours. You're going to like the information that we present. It's going to be useful, something that you can benefit from this evening, tomorrow, day after. Our regular listeners know I'm your host, Majid Ali. So the regular listeners of Science, Health and Healing know that I offer a very simple model for preserving health and reversing chronic disease. And that is a sun-soil model in which the trio of the bowel, liver, and blood ecosystem comprises the base, the roots, and the soil unit. Thyroid, adrenal, pancreas, glands constitute the middle trio. Neurotransmitter, hormones, skin, eyes, hair, nails. They represent flowers and leaves. And the sunshine symbolizes spiritual equilibrium, ethical equilibrium. This model is based on my work as a surgeon and then 29 years as a hospital pathologist. Some of the statements that I'm going to make about the bowel detox may seem odd. So I will tell you that during those 29 years that I worked as a hospital pathologist, I personally examined, conservatively speaking, more than 14,000 bowel biopsies. and more than 5,000 stomach biopsies. So this is not just a mere poetic license that I'm going to look at human body as a rose bush, and I'm going to focus today, Janet and I, on the issues of the bowel and liver, because that constitutes the unit of the roots and soil. As roots are to roses, so the bowel to the brain. I just told you in one sentence the bioenergetic basis of memory problems, whether they are far advanced like Alzheimer's disease, or you're just beginning to be troubled but you're only 22 years old, or whether you're talking about multiple sclerosis, you start with numbness, tingling, pain, burning in your feet or toes, and then you lose balance, eventually bladder function. It is a crying shame that a single person with multiple sclerosis should be confined to a wheelchair, because during those early years when these things could be recognized and addressed, were never addressed, they were completely ignored. Instead, the patient was put in on interferon. As roots are to roses, so the bowel to the skin. I just explained to you the bioenergetic basis of acne, eczema, psoriasis, pemphigus. During my years of pathology, I also looked at, conservatively speaking, more than 7,000 skin biopsies. That's not unusual. If you're in a busy place, that's what you do all day long. And so this simplification that I offer you, that as roots are to roses, so the bowel to the skin. If you are really troubled by acne or rosacea, like President Clinton does, or psoriasis, or these itchy, sweaty skin, the long-term answers are not with anything that the dermatologist will plaster your skin with, or the antibiotic that will be poured into your mouth. The long-term results are with restoring the bowel ecosystem. Learn to look at the bowel as the root system. When I see someone with asthma, or I see someone older who tells me that he suffers from chronic obstructive lung disease after 30 years of smoking. Indeed, in COPD, there may be some or considerable loss of elastic tissue in the lungs, so the lungs cannot. Normally, they contract, that's the elasticity, they lose it, so the air is filled with air sacs, distended, but there's no exchange of air. Now, why would I want to bring in asthma, bronchial asthma, or chronic obstructive lung disease in this program on the bowel? Because I will tell you from years of experience that I've never seen anyone with chronic obstructive lung disease who did not have problem of inflammation in the bronchial tubes. And if you dry that inflammation, if you cut out those secretions, the rest of the residual damage is a lot easier to take care of. As roots are to roses, so the bowel to kidneys. Now, this is something new for you. When was the last time you heard someone look at the problems of the kidney failure? That's the path to dialysis, through the prism of the bowel. By the time we finish, you will begin to see, you will connect the dots as we did. And through that understanding, I hope you would be encouraged to undertake a personal journey of being one's own primary physician. Take responsibility for your health. Learn these things. Let me tell you something interesting. When I see people in their late 80s with sharp heads, strong hearts, or people in their late 90s, you know, when you talk to them, they are very respectful of their bowels. They may not intellectualize about this, the relationship of the bowel to the brain or the bowel to the skin or bowel to the heart or bowel to the kidney, but they intuitively know from long years of experience that if they maintain, and they look at bowel the way I do, which is the base, the abdominal cavity, not just a dark gurgling tube. So let me formally welcome my friend, Janet Coleman. Janet.
Good day. Any time of day to
actually,
you, Dr. Ali.
During these fun drives, I shouldn't really welcome you because you and I are co-hosts. So,
yeah. Right, I'm the unregistered nurse here.
Yeah. So next time you welcome me to Science, Health, and, Health and Healing during these programs. Our regular programs are on at 11 p.m., when all the frivolous television is out of your way and you really want to see good information, and it's going to be half an hour, so I have to be of necessity quite succinct and concise, and that's Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So, Janet, can you tell us a little bit about our premiums?
Yeah, let's talk a little bit, because this is a fundraising program, and it's actually one of the lucky for you that you are getting to hear this extended version of Science, Health, and Healing so that you get a sense of Dr. Ali's principles of integrative medicine, because those of you who have listened in the daytime are much, will by necessity be much more familiar with this and have sort of trained at his side. This is a long house visit that you're very, I think, going to be, find yourself very fortunate to have. And we're raising funds for WBAI by offering these premiums that Dr. Ali provides for us at no charge to the station. They include a DVD on bowel detox, which you're going to hear a lot more, for $95, a two DVD set on bowel detox and liver detox, $135, and a three DVD set on bowel detox, liver detox, and pain, $170. Now, we're all in pain. We all probably need bowel detox and liver detox, so I'm recommending the $170 three DVD set, since that encompasses the most. And we're at 212-209-2950. That's the number to call. We're also offering, for those of you who are familiar with Dr. Ali or who will grow familiar with Dr. Ali in the course of this program, a 32-volume special package that includes 17 books and 15 DVDs for $1,100. And the DVDs are touch on such topics as ADD. I'll go through them to start with, and we'll mention them again later. But ADD, from ADD to Alzheimer's disease, Zymer's disease, including the adrenals, breathing, blood pressure, bowel health, breast cancer, cholesterol, the heart, colon polyps and cancer, Crohn's colitis, depression, diabetes, Dr. Ali's Basics for Health 2010, that's a good all-round book for everyone, it's DVD for everyone, fatigue, fibromyalgia, flu, Gerd and gastritis, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, healing, hormones, immune disorders, kidney failure, which is a rather revolutionary contribution, I think, to our understanding of the kidney, that it is not doomsday when your kidney is in distress, but you can reverse a kidney disorder. And liver detox, limbic breathing, miracles, hope, and healing. He believes in miracles. He believes in hope. Multiple sclerosis, nutrition, obesity, oxygen, prostate cancer, psoriasis, sinusitis, sleep, stress, thyroid, and yeast syndrome. All those titles are in the DVD library, $1,100. It includes also books. We'll go into those later. Dr. Ali's many, many writings on the topic of health and of his methods of the roots and soil system and the oxygen basis for healing, getting oxygen into the cells. That from his many years as a pathologist. So it's $95 for bowel detox, $135 for bowel detox and liver detox, and the three DVD set on bowel detox, liver detox, and pain, $170. We're at 212-209-2950. We're looking forward to hearing from you, supporting the station and this marvelous program that only WBAI brings you. So shall we give them
yes, I
what
get
they're waiting for?
The first thing that I really want you to know, and this is, you should consider the most important initial take-home message. I wholeheartedly recommend gentle daily bowel detox. I do not recommend intensive bowel detox. Over the decades, I've seen a fairly large number of people who suffered intensely and sometimes for long periods of time because they misguidedly put themselves through intensive bowel detox program, developed withdrawal problems, but that was much more than withdrawal. Because weeks later when I saw them, in fact, I saw some people who have told me that they did an intensive 21-day bowel detox of prostate cancer. Somebody told them you can cure prostate cancer like that, and they've never been the same. So that's the first message. The second message is that a healthy bowel should eliminate 2 to 3 times a day effortlessly and odorlessly. Now, there are people, hard to believe, there are actual doctors, and I have all those citations, and I give you chapter and verse in this DVD, where a gastroenterologist, as a part of continuing medical education, CME program for physicians, is telling them that if you don't have any abdominal symptoms, 2 bowel movements a week is okay.
Okay.
So the number one cause of chronic constipation is chronic dehydration. And the second most important cause of chronic constipation is bad habits. You know, if you get into good habits and you drink a lot of fluids in the morning, and let's say you take fiber in the evening, the bowel goes into its own rhythm and a strong reflex, and then you eliminate and you're done in 1 or 2 minutes. And you may have to, if you drink a lot of water in the morning, Dr. Ali's breakfast, which our regular listeners know, just so that I don't distract you too much, you can Google later on Dr. Ali's breakfast, and usually, well, almost always, it's the first link on Google, and you can download and read it, of course, free of cost. So before you start thinking in terms of fancy, very expensive, extended, and actually sometimes excruciatingly difficult bowel detox, just consider something very gentle. Make sure that you, if your bowel has been sluggish, yes, it's going to take some time to become stronger. But you should say that my goal is to have, this guy is saying, WBI is telling me that I should have 2 to 3 effortless, odorless bowel movements, preferably within the first hour that I get up, and then I'm done, and rest of the day, I really don't have any problem.
That is what you're saying, though, right?
That is what I'm saying. Okay. And there should be no discomfort, bloating, and we shouldn't have any heartburns, and we shouldn't have any gastritis. In fact, if you talk to healthy people, they are not even aware that they have a small intestine or a large intestine or a duodenum, or they have a stomach or they have esophagus, or they have this pharynx or these sphincters people talk about. So just like, let me ask you this question. I want to ask this question to, I want to ask this simple question to Janet. Janet, when was the last time you thought about the lower pole of your left kidney?
The lower pole?
Of your left kidney. Or let me ask the Sydney Smith.
Sydney, last time.
Sydney, when was the last time you thought about the lower pole of your left kidney?
My left kidney.
Yeah, lower pole.
Did you know it had a lower pole?
I was thinking of my kidneys, but not the lower pole.
Yes, okay.
What's there?
All right. So, well, I will tell you.
Okay.
You see, Sydney has never thought about it, and Janet, you haven't thought about it. And I will tell you that all of our listeners would give the same answer to me. They said, no, no, I've never thought about the lower pole of left kidney, except for someone whose friend developed a kidney cancer, which started at the lower pole of the on the left side, and things didn't go right, and he saw his friend suffer or a family member suffer. And now if this person overhears the words lower pole of the left kidney on the other end of the subway car, I assure you, if I put some sensors, electrodes on his heart and on his muscles, his whole body would tighten up. My point is that those parts of the body which are functioning very well, we are not aware.
Yeah.
And this is.
So it's good that we haven't been concerned with
that. That's right.
Left
yeah.
kidney.
So that's right.
Lower pole.
So. That's right. Now, those people who don't have a prostate problem, they don't have a reason to think about the prostate.
What is it? I mean, I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I am saying that if someone develops a severe problem in one particular region of his anatomy or her anatomy, that region of the anatomy acquires a specific significance for that person.
Oh, yeah.
For example, let's say if a woman's life has been seriously truncated by so-called interstitial cystitis. Mm-hmm. She has to get up every 45 minutes to urinate. It's very painful. She's had cystoscopy. She's had a lot of antibiotics. Cultures are negative. Now, the word interstitial cystitis, she relates to it. While the word interstitial cystitis to other people mean nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. Most people who've not had any bladder problems, they have really no reason to learn the anatomy of the bladder.
Right.
I am making a very important point, which was that when we are blessed with good health, we are not even aware where our small bowel ends and the colon begins and where our colon ends and the rectum begins. But we need to get to that state that we are not even aware of the bowel. The bowel does its thing, it digests, it absorbs, it harbors good microbes, it doesn't give us any discomfort. So the reason I digressed is because I wanted to drive this point home, that a healthy bowel is when a person, the owner of that bowel, is not even aware of it.
Right.
Just like heart.
Right.
A healthy heart is a heart where the owner of the heart doesn't even think about the heart. Okay? You only think about the heart if you have a heart palpitation, you have a heart attack, or things like that. Okay. So our goal is to have strong bowel, get to that point where it moves effortlessly, odorlessly, and regularly, and we are not preoccupied with it. Now, do you know what number of people in our country, and now all over the world, they suffer from so-called spastic colon, which means they have spasm and bloating and pain, or they are called irritable bowel syndrome, or they may have non-specific colitis, collagenous colitis, let's say Crohn's colitis, ulcerative colitis. President Eisenhower suffered from Crohn's colitis. He had 11 surgical procedures.
Right.
So much for the gastroenterologist of his time. This bowel DVD.
I mean, he could have been helped by a diet or a regimen.
I think if he had consulted some wise, experienced nutritionist of his time, he would not have to have 11 surgeries.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But here, who should consider this? This bowel DVD. Anybody who has suffered from irritable bowel and has taken a lot of drugs, anybody who has suffered from Crohn's colitis, anybody who has been given steroids for and later on chemotherapy for ulcerative colitis, anybody who has been told you have diverticulitis and you get some inflammation or spasm, or sometimes you develop an abscess, you end up in a hospital, and of course the crisis is precipitated when a diverticular abscess ruptures and a person goes into acute peritonitis. That's a surgical emergency.
Right.
Or those people, let's say if somebody has been in good health, they got colonoscopy, and they tell me 6 or 8 weeks later their colon is still gurgling and they still have some problem. So my answer is that I give you some very useful clinical pearls. Clinical pearl is a simple thing that people can do on their own, which can save them from a lot of problems. Now, should a person who is suffering from GERD consider having this house call, as Janet told you? I would come into your house and I would do a house call, an hour and a half. And the wonderful thing is you can replay it. You can have the whole house call done a second time or a third time. Should you do that if you've been troubled with GERD, gastroesophageal refluxes and reflux, and you ended up in a hospital, or sometimes they bleed, or sometimes there you are told you have Barrett's esophagus? My point is that I have never heard a gastroenterologist tell us that he tries to solve the problem of GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disorder, by focusing on the colon And that's a travesty, because people get GERD because of two primary reasons. One, they go through severe stress, persistent stress, a deep disappointments, betrayal type of situation. Mm-hmm. And the two, there is fermentation in the gut. Now, some other people who should consider, I'm just outlining what people should expect from this bowel DVD. Those people who also have parasites, those people who've been told they have celiac disease, those people who've been told they have leaky gut state, because as I explain these things in this DVD, they will connect so many dots. And I am obsessed, you know, Janet, I am obsessed with this notion that to understand things, we must simplify them. If we cannot simplify them, we really don't understand them. So I am so driven by this desire that if I'm going to take somebody's hour and a half or 1 hour, 45 minutes to view this DVD, and now here to somebody to pledge for $95, right. You know, I want to give them my personal guarantee that it'll help them connect so many dots, and it'll give them so much practical information. No, I don't tell anyone that I'm going to cure your colitis in 8 weeks or 4 weeks. Okay, the truth is, no doctor really cures anything. The doctor is a guide. The person has to walk their journey. And together they can have wonderful, miraculous healing.
That's a new way of looking at it. It is. We're at 212-209-2950, and we're learning here about how to detoxify the bowel, how to clean the bowel, how to detoxify it. 212-209-2950 is the number to call, and we are now waiting for you to call us to support WBAI, the station that brings you Dr. Majid Ali twice a week, now at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Sorry, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Wednesday is today. But this is a very special elongated show where you'll get a chance to understand really his model for health and how important the bowel is and the detoxifying and cleansing really your whole body and so many of the systems that are attached to it. As he said before, as the roots are to roses, as the bowel is to the brain, the skin, the kidneys, all of the organs. And this DVD will be the equivalent of a house call from Dr. Ali, as this program is really a very long I'm seeing a face, a worried face. No, not a worried face. Okay. And the Bowel Detox DVD is yours for $95. The two DVD set on Bowel Detox and Liver Detox is $135. And the three DVD set on Bowel Detox and Liver Detox and pain is $170, and you will be supporting WBAI, and you know what that means. We only come to you several times a year with intense desire to ask you to help us continue the efforts of this station. Moving forward, we do it a step at a time, a few months at a time. We don't ask you for excess donations, just enough really to tide us through the next several months, because that's the principle upon which we operate, listener-supported radio. And Sydney, what does that mean in terms of our freedom to speak?
It means we are free to speak because the listeners themselves not only finance us, but actually support us in what we do and have for 51 years here at WBAI. Since 1960, WBAI has been a listener-sponsored station, part of the Pacifica Network, which was founded in 1946, went on the air in 1948 in San Francisco at KPFA. And since, really, the 1940s, we have been, as our very earliest documents said, exploring the meaning of truth. Can you imagine an organization that actually in its founding documents,
right,
we are here to explore the truth, the
explore
meaning
explore the
truth,
truth.
Yeah.
Explore the truth and resolve conflict
by bringing people together. It's in our statement.
How do we
you know, for this program focusing on the bowel, how would we try to bring the original mission, as Sydney just told us? You know, one way to do that, I just was listening to you, and you inspired me to come up with these words, and that is a personal health reform. the society is going to struggle and the politicians will struggle, and you know the situation, the Medicaid fraud in New York State, right. You know, Cuomo's associate. But I want to stay focused. Rather than talk about the politics, I want to talk about personal health, personal choices, things that we can do this. So this idea that I want to have a personal health reform, how would I propose to someone who might be listening and say, well, Sydney, talk about exploring the meaning of the truth, and this guy goes on the question of personal health reform. What does it mean? First and foremost, we take responsibility for our health. You begin with that. And then you say that my doctors have been telling me for the last 10 years I have irritable bowel syndrome. Well, I get cramps, I get bloating, my bowel is irritating me. I go to family doctor, he gives me a little antispasmodic drug, it doesn't work. I go to an internist, he tries different drugs, that they don't work. Temporary relief, he sends me to a gastroenterologist. He does an endoscopy, he does a colonoscopy. And then 10 years later, I ask them, what's the diagnosis, what's my condition? They say, irritable bowel syndrome. You know, doctors are very funny people. Seriously, we doctors are very, we have a great sense of humor, or a weird sense of humor. I mean, somebody suffers from a headache, and for years and years, and who have all the MRI scan and the CAT scan and all the tests done and all the drugs tried, and when the patient asks the doctor, but what is my problem? You have a headache. Well, if he didn't have the headache, why won't he come to you? He's been coming to you for 8 years, for God's sake. So similarly, when they say, I have spastic colon, what is the problem? My doctor has diagnosed spastic colon. I said, no, he hasn't diagnosed anything. Your colon was spastic. That's why, you know, it was troubling you, and that's why you went to the doctor. What he's done is he's hidden his ignorance. He's not taking responsibility that he should search for the meanings of what's causing the irritability in the colon. So in reality, let's get a couple of calls. Yeah, I mean, we've been at it for half an hour.
And we haven't heard from you yet.
Yeah, we
need
you.
Your faith and support here. Yes. At 212-209-2950. And now's the time to call up. If you haven't yet tuned into Science, Health, and Healing, never before heard it, now's a good time to stake your claim to this piece of WBAI, which supports, well, one of the things about the Pacifica Foundation and this model of listener support is that we aren't underwritten by any pharmaceutical companies. None of these gastric distress prescriptions are going to be a part of the underwriting here that keeps Dr. Ali from
Thank
telling
you for that call.
How useless he finds them. Really, the job is for you to do, and we ask you to start by giving us a call at 212-209-2950 and making your contribution to WBAI and getting in return the Bowel Detox DVD for $95. Your $95 pledge will bring you that. Your $135 pledge to this station, two DVD set on bowel detox and liver detox, and for $170, more substantial contribution to WBAI, three DVD set, bowel detox and liver detox, and pain. And Dr. Ellie, I'm sure, will be talking a bit about pain and how acute pain can, as part of the whole detoxification process. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. There's only one person on the line now. We need you now. We're here for a while. We're giving you the introductory course in science, health, and healing. And we're beginning here. Dr. Ellie is beginning with the bowel. Good place to begin.
I'm going to ask them a question.
Yeah? You're going
to... Because we have some calls.
Here's a question.
Seriously, here's a question. Consider this. Think about it for 10, 15 seconds. And then you have your answer. I'll give you my answer. Janet will make your comments. And then if you really think that we deserve your attention, then please call us, 212-209-2950. Here's a question. So, Janet, here's a question. I don't think I have asked you this question before. Maybe I have. Mm-hmm. Question. What is the difference between a wise physician and a smart doctor? What is the difference between a wise physician and a smart doctor? And I just told them that after they come up with an answer, I'll give them my answer. And if they feel that my answer may be insightful, or my answer might open, raise a question, let's put it this way. If my answer to this question raises some question in their own mind, then I think let's be fair. Okay, let's have a, this is a fair system.
Why is, did you say physician?
What is the difference? Let me ask Sydney. Let me aggravate him
we'll
a
both
little.
Try okay. to answer
Sydney,
this.
What's the difference between, what's the main difference between a wise physician and a smart doctor?
You need apps for a smart doctor.
Yeah, well, you know, I could, being a cynical sort.
Yeah.
A smart doctor will get everything he can. A wise physician will kill you.
Kill you?
Heal you.
Heal you.
Heal you. Oh, yes. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, that's great. That's a great answer. You want to comment on it before I give my answer?
I think he said it, hasn't he?
He has already said it.
I was just being sarcastic.
No, no, no. No, he has said
apps
it.
For a
Sydney,
smart
really. No, Sydney has given but, really the answer. But, he got to it. I want to see if I can elaborate, Sydney.
All right.
Smart doctor is a doctor who is up on his statistics, latest statistics. He can cite, he can rattle off these numbers. He can cite the latest paper published in New England Journal of Medicine or the Journal of American Medical Association. A wise physician is interested in healing.
Mm.
He's not so much interested in stats and most recent report. But the clinical application, how does a patient tell? The next question is this. Okay, so you're saying smart doctor is about statistics and all the new technology and Star Wars medicine. And a wise physician is a reflective, thoughtful person who is compassionate, who has suffered other people's suffering. And he has received some insight. I will tell you a practical tip. I'm serious now. A doctor who does not focus on the bowel may be a smart doctor. He's not a wise physician. Because no one in chronic illness, I would exclude here a surgeon who wants to, let's say, take a tumor of the breast out or brain tumor out. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about chronic problems. For any chronic illness, let's say you talk about memory. You go to a neurologist and you do an MRI. A neurologist who does not study the bowel, it can be a smart doctor, but he's not wise physician because he can never resolve the problems of memory. Let me explain this. Some listeners may find it very odd. Please call. There were two of you on the line, and that really does encourage us.
We're getting
so,
one call now.
Yeah.
212, and we have a little bit of a tally. So, give us a call
please
at
212-209-2950. It's more fun, though. Seriously, it's more fun.
Dr. Ali is more cheerful.
Yeah, that's right. We need to be energized,
we'll learn
too.
More.
Okay. Ordinarily, the bowel absorbs digested food. It absorbs some vitamins made by good microbes. Mm-hmm. It also absorbs certain good fats made by good microbes in the colon. It also, unfortunately, absorbs toxic stuff which comes in along with our food, especially now pesticides, pollutants. This blood from the bowel goes to the liver by a very special mechanism. In the human body, there are only two systems where the body organ receives blood from by two different system of veins. So bowel and liver is one of them. Liver gets some arterial blood from the heart, but it also gets blood from the bowel. That's called portal circulation. Now, here's the important thing. The liver filters this blood, cleanses it, detoxifies it, pulls out the toxic stuff, and then the cleaned blood is sent, pumped to, by the heart, to the brain. So the brain functions well, sharp, good attention, good memory, because it is not being exposed to all the toxins which are absorbed from the gut. People who drink a lot, and they get eventually scarring of the liver. Now, scarred liver, cirrhosis, does not allow the blood to go and be filtered because it's all scarred and shrunken. So the blood bypasses the liver, and these people develop these special dilated veins, varices, and some of them are around the esophagus, and sometimes they bleed, and that becomes a huge problem. Let me stay focused on the bowel-brain relationship. I want to show that a neurologist who does not study the bowel function may be a smart doctor, but he's not a wise physician. Mm-hmm. And as Sydney taught us, a wise physician is a person who is devoted to healing of the patient. He's not interested in just rattling or rambling these stats from the latest issue of whatever journal. Now, if the liver doesn't function well and the bowel is leaky, you can get into problems with memory. Answer to the memory problem, the truth is, if I have time later on, and today we have a lot of time, I will come and link Alzheimer's with the bowel. I will link multiple sclerosis with the bowel. I will link Parkinsonism disease with the bowel. I will link these strange neurodegenerative problems with the bowel. I will link those people who get viral encephalitis. Encephalitis means inflammation of the brain. Or encephalomalacia, which means softening of the brain. So all these conditions, the regeneratory capacity of the brain is enormous.
Yes.
Neuroscientific advances are stunning these days. You know, literally now, by using certain chemicals, you can destroy brain cells in specific locations in experimental animal. Then you can, with a dye which fluoresces, and so you can see it with scanning technique, you can follow individually the regeneration of single nerve cells. These things are all published.
The regeneration.
Regeneration.
Because the brain has such capacity to regenerate itself.
Now.
And how about the liver?
How can we, the same thing. How can we create those conditions where the brain cells, dying or dead brain cells, have the maximal chance of regeneration? Those conditions can only be created by focusing on the bowel.
On the bowel.
That's the importance of the bowel if you're worried about this. So if you have a 19-year-old girl who seems to be, she used to be very sharp, and now she forgets even the telephone number of her best friend, you know, that's a major warning signal.
Mm-hmm.
You are not going to be a 90-year-old healthy woman with a sharp head if at age 19 you can't remember the telephone number of your best friend. So, and the mother is helpless. Well, if you focus, if you ask good couple of pointed questions, you can immediately reveal that the answer is in the bowel. And then you correct the bowel problems. Gentle daily detox. Making sure that the bowel tone is healthy. In ancient times, there was a great focus on the tonality. I wish I understood how did they come to these great intuitive insights. Because at that time, they dissected bodies. They were anatomists. They were good anatomists. Mm-hmm. But they didn't have microscopes. How did they really figure out that the bowel has a tone? It has a quality of being alive.
Mm.
Now, that quality of being alive is because of rhythmic motility or contractions of the bowel muscles. But this rhythmic movement is so elegantly orchestrated that a person is not even aware. Earlier on, I started the program by saying that people who have healthy bowel, they are not even aware of that. But that doesn't mean that their bowel doesn't have a strong tone. The bowel is doing its work. But it is so rhythmic and it is so finely regulated that there is no spasticity, there are no cramps, there is no irritability, there is no ulceration, there is no... See, people need to know that the bowel doesn't write poetry. The bowel doesn't write computer programs. When the bowel is insulted, it has only limited ways of expressing its disgust. It can cramp up, it can ulcerate, it can bleed, it can perforate. So, if you just have a very simple understanding of how evolution designed this system to integrate with everything, it's like the gateway to our life in the human body,
right.
The true interface. People are very fond of, or they take great pride in their intellect. The brain and all our inventions and all our technology, the truth is, that the survival of the human species, we owe it to how nature perfected the bowel, the root system. Like the beauty of the flowers in a rose bush, nature perfected the root system, how to extract the minerals out of rock, really. And there are microbes, and they take the minerals out of the rock, soften it, and they incorporate it into organic matter. And these soil microbes then turn it put it into the plants, roots of the plants. Exactly the same thing is going on in the human body. What we need to do now is get your response. Seriously, come on. 212-209-2950. We are having some fun.
We have a little bit of a tally there, but we're asking you now.
But we have some ambitious goals.
We do have ambitious goals.
Janet,
because you deserve
when we do that, when you and I do that, Sydney, when we do that 3-hour segment, our goal is always 10 grand.
Mm-hmm.
And more often than not, we make it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we are short, but then people would come in next day and they make it up. So actually, the 3-hour segment, I think it's very reasonable to set a goal of 10,000, right?
Yes. So
now, we are not going to do that until
you do
until we can recruit you to be part of our this path of learning about how evolution designed us, how we can improve the tonality of the bowel, how we can get, thank you very much. There is another person, kind person, gracious person who just responded
there
to our request.
We have $585.
At this rate.
Still, thank you very, very much.
I thank them, really. But Sydney, my math tells me that the difference between 10,000 and 500
is a bit.
Is a bit.
It's a little higher already. There.
All right.
Shot
660,
up another.
Okay.
No, but you know what? They are amazing people. Mm. WBI's, listenership, really, seriously, they are amazing people. They see the truth. They can separate good value from fluff. And they want to support. This is their station. And, I was listening to Dr. Professor Henry Clark on my way in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a guy who truly, truly impresses me. His scholarship, his tenacity, and his way of presenting this information. You talk about love for truth. Okay. We are trying to undertake the same, walking in his footsteps. He was interested in uncovering the truth about the history of Africa. Incidentally, this is a kind of a different listenership. Sydney, there is an article that I'm going to really suggest that you read.
Mm.
If you Google Africa, the mother of medicine, just Google those words. It's an article that I published some years ago. And I will tell you what I am saying in that article. And then people will have to read this article and make up their own mind whether I made my case or not. I'm saying that when medicine traveled from pre-Nubia and Nubia eastwards to India, Far East, and then on to China,
mm-hmm.
medicine lost about 5,000 to 7,000 years of enlightenment. Because the earlier African, fortunately, we have some papyrus, specifically Edwin Smith papyrus. There are some others too. They have left a clear, clear record that the early African physicians were true scientists. They were into observability.
Mm-hmm.
They were into basing their healing methods on something they could observe. In fact, there is a sentence which I found, and that sent chills in my spine, and that prompted me to write that article.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very information-dense article. But the point of that was, early Africans believed that diseases come from what we feed upon. Now, since oxygen is a nutrient, the original authors of the integrated model that I present on WBI were really the Nubian. Now, why do I say that early African medicine lost 5,000 to 7,000 years of enlightenment when it went to India? Because Indians were into chakras. Nobody has ever dissected chakras. Chakras are not observable phenomenon. Chakras were, in ancient India, conceptual model. Ancient India also had some wise people.
Yeah.
So they wanted to communicate certain ideas.
Yeah.
And so they said that the chakra for the bowel, that's another interesting thing, amazing coincidences. In Indian mythology, the celiac plexus, which is the main plexus which controls the bowel functions, the root functions of the body, they associated with regeneration. Okay, their gods of regeneration were located there. However, coming back to the point, the African surgical arts documented exactly in a textbook of surgery clearly recognized they were into observations. There, we don't have any record of autopsies in China before 1000 BC. We don't have any clear record in Indian surgery before 4,000 or 5,000 years of anything meaningful, really.
The scientific method.
That's what I'm saying. That when this, when these healing traditions traveled from Nubia, that's the larger area of where now we have Somalia and Ethiopia, this part, Eastern Africa, coming out of Rift Valley. When they moved, then first they crossed into Saudi Arabia, then into Iran, and then into what is now Pakistan and India. Indians at that time, they were not basing their healing tradition on observable phenomenon. And so when they went from India to China, the same tradition persisted. So Chinese had no tradition of doing autopsies, neither did India, while at that time Africans were performing brain surgery. And, you know, I don't want to digress too much. I just wanted to tell our listeners that there may be listeners who would love to see the ideas of the bowel physiology, bowel pathology, bowel detox. If they wanted to teach, you know, their children, their teenagers, that's a very important article because I present a large body of information.
What's the name of it again? And then
Africa, Africa, the mother of medicine.
The mother of medicine. You know, now I'm going to pull you away from that digression.
Please do, please
so
do.
So that we can remind folks that we are talking here about the bowel and bowel detox, and $95 will get you Dr. Ellie's DVD. It'll be a long, it'll be something like this, really, with
interesting digressions,
charts, pictures of classical figures, so that you will understand the body as the ancients knew it. And that is yours for $95, Bowel Detox, a 2-DVD set on bowel detox and liver detox. And Dr. Ellie gave you a little sample of how these two organs are connected to each other, how when one detoxifies, it feeds the other. It literally feeds the blood flow to the other, so necessarily has to be one detox will provide the detoxification for the other, $135. And the 3-DVD set, bowel detox, liver detox, and pain. And we have yet to find out how pain is connected to those two toxic conditions. But that's yours for $170. We're at 212-209-2950. Dr. Ellie is talking about the New England Journal of Medicine. I guess he hasn't really ripped into his frequent description of that
new
journal.
Enron.
The New Enron Journal of Medicine. And that, again, is another reason why you won't hear Dr. Ellie talking too much on any commercial radio station, on why this is the place for him and why this information gets to you. It gets to you because of your listener subscription. Subscription to us, 212-209-2950. I want to say also that we are offering a 32-volume special package. 32 volumes, did I say that? 32 volumes, a special package for $1,100.
32?
32 items are in this package.
Grief. I should give a little information.
15 books, 17 books, Janet, and 15 DVDs.
I should really tell them.
Yeah.
The package has been 15 books and 15 DVDs of their choice out of a library of 45, and you mentioned some of the articles.
I did mention a number of
DVDs. And Sydney, the idea came that people should consider setting up lending libraries at their mosques, churches, synagogues.
That's good.
Let's say a barber owns a barber place, and he can lend these things to other people. And then libraries. And this idea originally came to me because I realized we did something for our grandchildren. We have 5 grandsons, my wife and I. So we did something, and it occurred to me at that time that, you know, a lot of people are in a position to set aside something for their education or a special gift. And when my trilogy, that's the 10th, 11th, 12th volume of textbook, which is included in this, in this package, and it's very nicely plastically wrapped. So I figured that we put some money, and I told our daughter and our daughter-in-law that on the day of graduation for every one of these 5 boys, they will get this money, the proceeds of this money that we are putting them aside for that particular day. And at that day, I want them to receive this very
shrink-wrapped
package of 3 10th, 11th, 12th volume of my textbook. And my idea was that this would be an interesting gift for them.
It's a great
gift. And there is so much there for people who do not have biology background, okay? And the idea was, can we stimulate their interest, okay? Maybe my wife and I won't be around there, but there would be this sense that somebody thought of me enough in addition to leaving some money behind for that particular day, there's this special gift.
And so he is passing this idea on to you,
Sydney,
for
what
your
happened
grandchildren.
Was, I tell you what happened. I had a lot of trepidation.
Yeah.
But Janet and I found out that every time we offer, for example, and there are two or three people who take it. So there are a lot of people who like this idea that I want to do something for other people's grandchildren. Okay? Life has given me circumstances that I can put aside some money for my grandson, my granddaughter.
That's
but
wonderful.
This is a gift that you give for other grandchildren. Let me say something which is very important to me, and I'm going to ask my listeners, if you've heard this belief before, just bear with me. It is such an important thing that every time I do a fund drive, I have to get it off my chest. Sydney, when I was growing up, there was no doctor in our family. Mm-hmm. Now we have close to 35.
In your family?
Yes. Wow. Our son, daughter-in-law, nephews, nieces. This thing comes to me whenever I talk about this lending library, because I realize that there may be children of single parents, single dad, single mom. It's tough out there. Now, this child who's 8 or 10 years, how do they open the window in the mind of this child? Not everybody's that lucky like Professor John Henry Clark. He said he was 18 years old and he imposed himself on, you know. The point is, we don't know where that seed will arise, where that seed will fly from, where it would drop, and which child or a teenager it would hit. That's or somebody coming out of the prison for the third time, he sees something there and he says, you know, I've been to the prison three times. Maybe I should consider a different option. I had a guest here one time. He was into drugs. He was in prison multiple times. He came out, he put himself through college, he became an educator, then he developed a career in drug rehab, and he then started teaching it. He's a professor now, he was my guest. There are a lot of these possibilities. We always think about, you know, the other day I read this, that for every one German who is in prison, there are 79 Americans who are in prison. When you look at the total ratio, it comes to 79, 1 to 79. Now, we can talk about the social injustice, and we should. There's all type of activism. I just want our listeners to consider that this is a very special type of activism. They say, I am going to make this available, material available, to teenagers in my neighborhood, to little children in my neighborhood, to a single mom in my neighborhood. Maybe they want to build the library, lending library, one item at a time. Maybe their resources are there because they're always generous people. We always, why do Janet and I continue to bring the subject up? Because they keep rewarding us.
Yeah.
We expect this generosity. They come forward.
Let's remind them what this is that we're talking about. We're talking about the 32 volume special package of 17 books and 15 DVDs of your choice. There are many, many topics here. I mentioned some of them: the heart, cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, fibromyalgia, Alzheimer's disease, ADD, flu, GERD, gastritis, hormones, so forth. So many topics that may be of very particular interest to you that you can select from the DVD library and ask the volunteers in the back to put those into your $1,100 package. It sounds like a lot, but when you think that, you know, in the old days, they used to get encyclopedias sort of book by book. You can do these in increments if you like, or you can put it on your credit card. But $1,100 is really, can be less than a doctor's visit or several
I want to give them another
reason.
Janet, I have to give them another
reason. 212-209-2950.
I know Border went out of business.
Two of you on the line.
I know people are saying the future is not with the books, the future is with the videos, and the future is with the internet. Let me tell you something about the beauty of the books, why I still think the books will have enduring value. You see, when you open a book and you thumb through, you don't know where the page is going to open. and then you read something and you go to the next page. By thumbing through this, you get a bird's view. And so you have a greater probability, right, or maybe a diagram will catch you. Maybe a graph will catch you. Maybe some microscopic pictures will catch you.
Certainly the titles will catch you. Mm-hmm. Oxygen and Aging, The Butterfly and Lifespan Nutrition, The Canary and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, The Crab, Oxygen and Cancer.
Right.
These are among Dr.
And the new one is Diabetes. The title of the diabetes book is, let me see what it is. It says, Oxygen, Darwin's Drones, and Diabetes. So I'm actually drawing an analogy. These ant drones, you know, their only job is they try to vie for the attention of the queen, and out of 1,000, only one succeeds. And after that, they're spinster, older sisters. You know, they have very strong jaws. The drones, did you know that the drones have very small jaws and large genitals, and the spinsters, their sisters, have very strong jaws and very rudimentary genitals. Anyway, the sisters eat them up, okay? So I saw an image. What we are doing in our empire to our young children is literally we are turning them into drones, okay? And so we create those conditions. They are insulin toxic. The foods are bad. So the whole idea, yes, I want President Obama's reform to work. Yes, I want social justice. But I am telling you that this personal responsibility that we are talking about, these personal thought reforms we are talking about, without that, no political reforms will
thought
make a difference. Thought reforms.
The way we think about our own,
That's right.
What we put into
and
it.
And the 32nd item, I will just make a passing reference. Maybe this is a little bit of a plug for my book. The first poetry book, my book, which is coming out in 4 weeks, published, is titled Drone Democracy. I think you saw one time a little piece, okay? So these 32-volume lending library includes two new books. One is about diabetes, very practical, talks about insulin toxicity. Really, people need to know. The main cause of obesity of childhood is insulin toxicity, and the main cause of insulin toxicity is bowel toxicity.
So this will
people
this
need to understand
part
that.
Of your general picture of prevention of diabetes. And Dr. Ellie has done an enormous amount of reversing diabetes, reversing diabetic symptoms and conditions. And actually, you can do it through your diet. You can do it by you can eventually eliminate your blood pressure medicines, your diabetes medicines. And this all, as we've heard, begins in the bowel. We're at 212-209-2950. We're offering today Bowel Detox for $95. Two DVD set on bowel detox and liver detox, $135. And the three DVD set on the bowel, the liver, and pain, $170. For your support to WBAI, there's no one on the line right now. And let's get a few calls on the line
Please.
So we can hear some more of what Dr. Ellie has to say about how the bowel relates to diabetes and other conditions that are so damaging and that are really the scourge of our time. We're really on our own here trying to, I mean, part of the social activism of being your own primary physician is that nobody else is going to do it for you. They're more likely to take away your health aids and your whatever support that the government gives you or whatever you're getting from Medicare, Medicaid, or from your insurance than you are likely to find out anything about how to extend your life or how to have a really healthful, fruitful life and a spiritual one at that. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. Dr. Ellie is calling for an integrative approach to your health. It is a combination of your body and your soul and your spirit. 212-209-2950. We're climbing up very slowly, but we need you to help support this radio station so that we can continue to offer a message of enlightenment here. You don't need, I mean, the drugstores are filled with medications for the bowel, particularly for the digestive tract. There's stuff to stop you from burping and make you burp and make you go and make you not go. But this is really a system that will give you really a comprehension of how to care for your own bowel. And can I say the words castor oil and peroxide?
Absolutely, yes.
Tuller, you're going to hear here before this program is over some of the most inexpensive healing methods that Dr. Ali has, and one of them is this little bottle of castor oil. It costs about $2.35, and it is really a wonder medicine from the castor bean. 212-209-2950.
People should recognize the value of WBI. Now, I want to underscore this point, so I'm going to give you a little background for those of you who might have joined us later. I went to med school back in 1958. I did my surgical boards in England, 1966, and then I was a pathologist. And now I've been in integrative medicine for about 25 years plus. If somebody asks me a simple question, what remedy has helped your patients with bowel problems more than anything else? The answer is castor oil rubs, 5 cents treatment. Now, why don't you hear it on CNN or New York Times? Why doesn't Jane Brody talk about it on New York Times? Okay. You know, I think that if you want to talk about, if you want to debate a corn farmer in Iowa, you better go to, you know, Iowa and grow some corn, learn something about it, and don't be an attorney of Wall Street and then you're debating a corn farmer in Iowa about how to grow corn. Okay? I mean, this is the absurd thing. If you want to really advise people, for God's sake, do those things. Okay? Don't be making your living doing unnecessary bypass operation and then on the side you are an expert and you're telling people this is the good remedy. You know, I was listening to, sometimes I catch these programs, I'm getting ready or something, health programs on this, and they come up and they were talking about polycystic ovary. We did a program. Uh-huh. It is so offensive to someone who knows the truth that rather than explain to them, now the woman who's a doctor, she says, well, the new thing is that you can have polycystic ovary without cyst in the ovaries. I said, you know, the level of ignorance is so repugnant.
Was she a patient or a doctor?
No, she's a doctor. She's a gynecologist. Uh-huh. She's on a national television. Uh-huh. And she's saying, well, polycystic ovaries when women cannot get pregnant and they have a lot of cysts. But now the newer knowledge is that you can have polycystic ovary without cysts on your ovaries. I said, no, you know, you're a retard. Okay, go back to school for God's sake. Okay, but this is the power. People need WBI really to try to parse things out, dissect them out, try to sort out what the truth is. I will tell you, you can have very expensive these proteolytic enzymes or digestive enzymes. Digestive enzymes are actually very good for people who have especially GERD or gastritis. So that's not my point is you don't need very expensive. And before I would go on expensive digestive enzymes or inexpensive digestive enzymes, I would try castor oil. Because I will tell you that more people have told us, our own patients, also people through email. In fact, the castor oil remedy for cramps or bloating or diarrhea, constipation, Crohn's colitis, ulcerative colitis. The point is if your bowel is inflamed,
right,
and it needs some help, and in the DVD I explain to you how simple it is, people will have 1,000 questions. And so I say, no, just do it. Don't ask questions. Do it. I want you to learn to listen to your bowel. When we talk about the bowel irritability or the cramps, we really have to train ourselves to listen to the bowel, not to the mind. The tragedy is, that's a thought reform I'm talking about, Janet. When people have problems of the bowel, for God's sake, learn to listen to the bowel, not to your thinking mind. Mm-hmm. Because your thinking mind is not going to make a lot of difference. In fact, the thinking mind will cramp your colon more. It'll cause more irritation of your bowel. It'll really set you back. So in this DVD, this is really a gift from WBI to you. I assure you that if you take the time and watch this DVD from the beginning to the end twice. Now, I'm not asking you to stay, you know, stuck to your sofa for all that time. You can watch half an hour, then come back and, start from where you were. But the point is, you got to watch it twice. Why? Because information is dense in some areas. Also, you know, when you make a statement which is different from the traditional way of thinking, you do need strong evidence. You have to explain your point of view. I can't just tell them, oh, take this, you know, and this will cure your this or that. No, I don't, you know, I don't talk like that. But this is our gift of understanding. I don't believe that there would be anyone who would watch this DVD twice and will feel betrayed.
212-209-2950 is the number to call. The DVD on bowel detox. This is the one, this is of all the things you might get of the DVDs, of the many DVDs that are available from Dr. Ellie, this is the one critical one. And I want to say we have some people to thank, too. We're here at 212-209-2950. We're raising money for WBAI. The program is Science, Health, and Healing in an extended edition with Dr. Majid Ali, who those are the people who don't want their names mentioned, by the way. Okay. Yeah, none of them want their. Well, you can say where they're from. Yeah, we have a bunch of people to thank, and we want you to go to the phone. There's only one person right now on the line. We need you to go to the phone now and give us a hand of support here. And in exchange, you receive the bowel detox DVD for $95, a two DVD set, bowel detox and liver detox, $135. And I see a lot of people are getting those. And the three DVD set on bowel detox and liver detox is $170. Please remember that for $1,100, you will get an encyclopedia of medical information in Dr. Ali's 32-volume special package of 17 books, 15 DVDs. It may sound like a huge amount of books.
And
but,
it is.
And it is. It is. But they're all quite, I mean, they're readable, they're fanciful, mm-hmm. they're original, and they are, you know, almost definitive in how to go about understanding all these ills of your body. You want to give some place names, Sydney?
Or these are folks who folks? Prefer to be anonymous.
Okay, anonymous.
From Brooklyn, Republic of Uniondale, New York, and of course, Manhattan, here in Manhattan, and Jamaica, Queens, Jamaica. I remember Jamaica from
thank
the 1950s.
Thank you, Jamaica.
Love Jamaica. Mountainside, New Jersey, thank you, thank you. And North Pomfret, Vermont.
Oh,
very
thank
well.
You.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, I loved, when I was a little kid and first went to Vermont, I was astounded to see the sky at night. I'd never seen so many stars in my life. Because in New York, even when I was a kid, there was such light pollution. Yes, Vermont, thank you. The state
thank
with
you,
stars.
Thank you. Bless you. Know.
Got all those states in there. And I want to thank Michael McGrath from Staten Island.
Thank you,
and Jane Copley from Sparta, New Jersey,
you,
which
Copley.
I didn't even know was there. Joseph DeSalle from Manhattan. Thank you. Jane Kohler from Weston, Connecticut. Thank you so much. And Mahmoud Abbasi from Oradell, New Jersey. Great.
Thank you, Mr. Abbasi.
So we're getting calls from all over the place, and we need you. Thank you for those people who are now calling. 212-209-2950. It always stimulates the energy in this room when people start to call and start to pledge for this program, for this radio station, and for this premium on bowel detox for $95. Bowel detox and liver detox, that's two DVDs for $130. 35, three DVDs, bowel detox, liver detox, and pain. That's the one we all have, right?
We all suffer
from that. Okay. $170. People are getting that just to find out about pain.
Let's talk about play an honor game again. Let's say something. I will say something. And then if some of the listeners say, well, you know, this is really a very different way of looking at things. I have not looked at this way. And I want to test it out, and I want to say whether WBI is really, really helping me or they're just giving me fluff. Here's a question. What do you think may be connection between your difficulty to control your blood sugar? You are taking three different drugs for diabetes, and your blood sugar still in the morning is 160, 170. And the last time your doctor checked your A1C test, that's a test for averaged out blood sugar for the last 3 months, preceding 3 months, let's say that's 7.5, which means your diabetes is out of control. Have you ever thought that this difficulty that I'm having, regulating my blood sugar, keeping in a healthy zone, in spite of three drugs, could be due to problems in the bowel? Have you ever really thought about it seriously? Or you want to say, okay, I want to take this test. I want to focus on my bowel for 6 weeks, not change anything in my medications, not change any way the way I'm eating. I just want to take this challenge, self-test, you know, personal thought reforms.
Yes.
So I have tried different drugs and they are not working. Now there is this WBI telling me that the answer could be in the bowel. This is an intriguing thought. I've never really thought about this. I want to test it. So, sir, ma'am, here is my friendly challenge to you. Pledge for this premium. Watch it twice. Pick up three simplest things that you want to do based on what I explain. And then see after 3 weeks what effect it has on your blood sugar.
You know, most people don't want to make a change in their commitment to making a big change.